Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Always welcome on the program, Margaret Gray, with from her nationally syndicated column, A Little Bird Told Me, to give us a lowdown on the big story, not only of the sports world yesterday, but one of the big stories in all of news today, Tiger Woods, Margaret, and that tremendous victory.
Tiger Woods, Phil, I think is just coming into his own. I think he is on a career ascent that is dramatic. And what he did yesterday, just phenomenal.
I didn't see it. I watched a little bit of the Masters. Didn't see all of it. Tell me about it.
Well, he was in a golf tournament called the Masters, which is one of the big ones. And he just hit the ball and hit the ball and hit the ball. And then he did really good. And
you're not a big golf fan?
I don't really know how the game is played. I know that Frank played. But you hit it and you get it down there a long way away. He was great.
Well, the big story is that he's won now four majors in a row. So he won...
Yes, he won the Masters yesterday. He won last year's PGE or PGA? PGA.
PGA.
He won the United States Open, and he won the British Open. No one, Phil, and that includes the great Jack Nicklaus. That includes the great Arnold Palmer. That includes the great Bobby Jones. No one has ever done this before in the world of golf. I think it needs to be said, and I'm going to put this in my column tomorrow, and I could take a lot of heat for this, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say something that could very well get me fired, because there are a lot of people who are friends of the aforementioned gentlemen, and a lot of people who like those gentlemen.
What?
Well, this is going to scare me, but I'm going to put it in my column. I think Tiger Woods could very well be the greatest golfer of all time. And I just really feel that way.
Four majors.
Four majors in a row. Six majors in his young career. He's 25 years of age, Phil.
I know Nicklaus was 25 and I think had won... A little bit old. No, actually, Nicklaus was a little bit younger than Tiger when he won his second Masters, but he never achieved this feat. And he didn't win six majors until I think he was older, much older than Tiger Woods, right?
I don't know. I don't understand how they keep the statistics, but I just think he's phenomenal. But there is a dark side, and there is a downside, and there is a part to this that scares me. I think Tiger Woods, Phil, is going to die in a plane crash.
Why in the hell would you say something like that?
Phil, I have to say it because his career ascent is so steep, so sharp. He is headed for such heights, stratospheric heights. There isn't anyone that I can think of who had the kind of meteoric rise that Tiger is experiencing right now. And I'm talking celebrities now.
Why would you... I mean,
I think he'll die in a plane crash, Phil. That is how the great ones go. Think about it and think about...
I know you're to the office right now. If you can move to another office, you're saying some stuff that's very disquieting. Tiger is just celebrating his greatest moment in his career, perhaps.
I think, Phil, if he doesn't die in a plane crash, he'll have many more. But I think it needs to be said. I think two things need to be said, and I said one of them already. He's the greatest golfer in history. And I believe he'll die in a plane crash. And
Okay, so we go from the sublime to the ridiculous.
I don't know what's ridiculous about it. I think...
Well, come on here and say he's going to die in a plane crash. The guy's experienced a great moment. Why do you think he'll die in a plane crash? You know, we just lost Payne Stewart last year, and...
Oh, I absolutely know that. Payne Stewart was beginning to really make his mark in the golfing league. And we lost, but look at who we lost, Phil. We lost Buddy Holly. We lost Otis Redding. I lost Buddy Holly. I lost Otis Redding. These people were personal to me. I lost Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think the country needs to prepare itself for the inevitable shock.
And I think it's wrong to say something like that. He's going to die in a plane crash. Yes, celebrities die in plane crashes.
And when they are going at the rate that he's going is what I'm saying.
So, because he's being so successful.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, let's take a look. Otis Redding, Well, I guess Otis Redding
was... Otis Redding was knocking the ball out of the park. He had just done Try a Little Tenderness. He had just done Dock of the Bay was released posthumously. He had done I Can't Turn You Loose. He was there. Do I need to say anything more than Buddy Holly? At the top of his game, when Tiger dies in that plane crash, I think we're all going to...
Wait a second. You're saying that Tiger is going to die in a plane crash? You don't know he's going to die in a plane crash. You have no idea that he's going to die in a plane crash.
Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline didn't die in an automobile accident, Phil. She had a few, but she went into a mountain in a plane. Almost as if Patsy was behind the wheel of that plane herself, the way it was so erratically flown. You'd think that Patsy was flying it. You can talk about John Denver, red hot when he died. You can talk about any of these. John Kennedy Jr. What could we have gotten from John Kennedy Jr.? What more could we have experienced from this young man's career? But no, he dies. And how did he die, Phil?
He died in a plane crash.
Thank you. When Tiger Woods is pulled from the wreckage of a plane, I want you...
I think that it's wrong right now to be talking that way, and you know as well as I do that air travel is some of the safest...
No, let's talk. Hold on for a minute.
Air travel is some of the safest way to travel in the world.
Wait. Air travel is safe.
Yes.
Safer than car travel.
Absolutely. The statistics prove it.
How many celebrities have died in car accidents? Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
How many celebrities have died in car accidents if car travel is so much more dangerous than air travel?
Ernie Kovacs.
This century.
That is this century. Well, no, it isn't this century.
No, come on, Phil. You know what I'm talking about. I know James Dean, Ernie Kovacs. Seriously, what celebrities die in car crashes?
Other than James Dean and Ernie Kovacs, I don't know.
Most of the celebrities die in plane crashes. And I think it is important for us to let Tiger know that he needs to start traveling by car if he is going to be saved at all. Please, Tiger, please go to your tournaments in a car. Don't fly. Drive. Drive yourself. Have someone else drive you. I just think you're so successful now, and you're so young, and you're so wonderful. I'm really very frightened. And
I think you're really going out there.
You sound like Frank now.
Well, I may sound like Frank. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on From a Little Bird Told Me, nationally syndicated columnist about Tiger Woods, who she's convinced is going to die in a plane crash because he's so successful. Don't you know that if his family is listening to this...
Phil, it hasn't happened yet. I'm trying to keep it... You know, it's one thing, Phil, to say that...
Don't you know that some members of his family could be listening to this and it could be upsetting to them, even though I know you're just hypothesizing, that you're simply thinking about what you think might happen?
I don't want to see that young man strapped into his seat while they still have him in his seat while they're trying to identify the remains. What do you think of that?
Do you think, I mean, please.
He may still be in the seat.
He may still be strapped into his seat. So we've got Tiger Woods dead in a plane crash already, coming off of the greatest moment of his athletic career, coming off the greatest...
I'm trying to save him from something worse. I'm trying to see Tiger play golf for another 25 years. Another 35 years, if you count the senior tour. I'm saying I want to see Tiger Woods with us for a long, long time. That's why I am begging him, please start driving, don't fly.
Because of some goofy idea you got that celebrities die in plane crashes.
Not goofy, provable, if you take a look at what has happened over the last few years. And the other thing, Phil, that I wanted to mention, do you have some time?
I got to take a break. What?
Well, the other thing that I wanted to mention is when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, there was great celebration in the black community. When Joe Louis won the heavyweight championship, I don't see the black community really getting excited about this young man. I don't know why that is. And
I think the times are different. I the times are different. I think everybody's excited about Tiger Woods because of his great achievement. I don't know that you have to...
I just wonder when Eldrick Tiger Woods is going to be appreciated not only by all the white Americans, but by African Americans.
And I think he is already, and I don't think that there's any need to fear that. I don't think there's wild jumping in the streets in black communities, because it's a different time now, and it's a different day. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Well, that's great. That's another one. I need to start screening what she's going to talk about. So she's convinced Tiger Woods is going to die in a plane crash because he is his career ascent is so sharp, so meteoric, so phenomenal is his success that the next step is a plane crash. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line, Phil Hendry Show. You're talking about Tiger Woods dying in a... Let me ask you something, Margaret. When you say that you were convinced that Tiger's going to die in a plane crash, don't you know the pain that...
Phil, did he die in a plane crash yet?
Now, he hasn't died in a plane crash. You saying yet is the thing that bothers me.
Phil, you've seen celebrities die in plane crashes, and you know it's probably going to be in a small puddle jumper, a propeller-driven airplane. That's how a lot of them die. And I think that Tiger, the least he can do is begin to take commercial airliners, because with his kind of success, it just spells plane crash. And I don't want to see that beautiful mother of his crying, weeping over a boy who could have been saved had he driven or taken commercial aircraft.
I don't know what to say. I mean, if there's anybody listening who's a member of his family, as I mentioned...
Yeah, you keep going back to this member of his family thing. I don't understand that.
I just think it's on the fact that he just...
Yes, he won four majors. What about it?
The fact that he just won four majors and you're on here talking about this seems macabre. It just...
I'm trying to save a young man's life.
Let's go to Jeannie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I think Princess Diana was really safe in her car. So that's what Tiger ought to do, is be sure and take a car, because then he won't die.
You know something?
You know,
far more
die
in airplanes than in cars. Far more celebrities die in airplanes than in cars.
What's more
every time you turn around,
die
I'm sorry?
Plane.
I'm sorry?
It's much more spectacular when people die in planes, and maybe
oh, I see. And the Princess Diana death in the car, that was really muted. Nobody read about that in the paper at all.
Did you predict that?
No, I didn't predict it, but I'm telling you that Tiger Woods is going to die in a plane crash.
You know what? If Tiger Woods dies in a plane crash,
I'll have been
say,
the only
man,
one.
He hit it on the nose. And
what's
if he
that?
Doesn't, nobody will ever say another word.
If he doesn't
you
what?
You can predict outrageous things like that.
No, I'm
maybe
saying that you know as well as I...
Someday.
You ever heard of Buddy Holly or maybe not?
Oh, sure
Otis
I did.
Redding,
my gosh,
or maybe
Buddy Holly's been dead for a million
Leonard
years.
Skinnard,
all of us die
did you hear about
at one
Stevie
point
Ray
or
Vaughan? Stevie Ray Vaughan. I could go on and on about the Payne Stewart. You know who he is?
Oh, no, I don't.
No, I don't think you do, because you really don't know much about sports, but I'm saying that these are individuals who died. Tiger needs to get a Greyhound bus pass if he wants to see his next birthday. I really, really believe
that. I think you can come up with
that.
All kinds of outrageous potential
no, I'm telling you right now that
if, the, if he doesn't die in a plane crash...
Why are we talking about a guy dying in a plane... Wait a minute.
About.
Wait a minute. Why are we talking about a guy... Lady, would you shut up? Why?
Phil, I would...
Shut up. Why are we talking about a young guy dying in a plane crash when it's only been... not even 24 hours since he won the greatest championship of his career.
Because that's the very reason why. And all of the people are going to say to me, Margaret, you tried to warn him. And Jeannie here was on the phone saying, no, go ahead, Tiger, fly. Fly and die.
1-800-449-8686. Talking to Margaret Gray about Tiger Woods and the likelihood that he's going to die in a plane crash if he keeps on flying, because he's so great.
All the great ones do, Phil. I'll tell you something else, and I think it needs to be said. Eldrick Woods has...
Now, who's that? Is that his father?
No, that's Tiger's real... The people, I know his name because I'm familiar with him. I was able to meet him once, and a lot of people don't know his name.
Eldrick?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that because I've...
All right, you met him. I haven't had the pleasure...
Well, it's not... something that's going to really happen to a lot of people, but in my line of work, I find out a little bit about people. And I'm finding out about Eldrick Woods that he is a very hard-charging young man. It doesn't make any difference to him at all that he's black. And I'd like to say something else. It doesn't make any difference to me at all that he's black. I like what this kid has done. And I don't think we should focus on his color at all. I think what we need to do...
Nobody's focusing... You know, who's focusing on his color?
Oh, I think a lot of people are. I think a lot of members of the BLACK community are. I think a lot of members...
I don't hear anybody doing that. I don't hear anybody focusing on that. I hear a lot of people saying he's a great golfer and he's a kid who is going to do very well.
And if you think Tiger should continue to fly, you must have some apprehension to black celebrities.
No, I don't have any apprehension to black celebrities, okay? I've got no... What did you mean by that?
I'm saying if you think he should fly, then maybe you think that black celebrities should die.
And you know what? I'm through with your outrageous crap, okay? Your bull crap is just about up to here. See ya. 1-800-449. Get a load of this woman. Margaret Gray sitting there and telling me that we ought to worry about. You know, the guy that the last guy to die in a freaking plane crash that she said was red hot was John Denver. And that guy, with all due respect, wasn't red hot. Buddy Holly and Patsy Cline, that's 150 million years ago. What do you mean he ought to drive? She also said to me, Roberto Clemente, he was 38. Roberto Clemente was a great ball player. He might even have had a few more years in him. That's how great he was. Doesn't mean that he was red hot when he was 38. I think the Tiger, what he did yesterday was fantastic, okay? Great golfer. Doesn't mean that I wasn't rooting for David Duval. I mean, I just like to see a nice, tight finish, you know? I like to see people get scared. You know, I'm always rooting for the underdog. When Tiger steps out there, man, everybody else is the underdog, including that Phil Mickelson, that poor guy. He looked like he was going to crap a brick every time he hit a putt. That poor guy, and that Duval, I think what he needs to do is maybe lose the shades. What do you think? Or has he got an eye condition, which is probably what people will tell you. He's got a very sensitive eye condition, which means he needs those shades. But this guy came out of the gate, man, just gunning. And everybody predicted it, so all right. And you know what? Who's he signed a contract with? Nike? He's got deals with whoever. He's got all kinds of money. Is he still living with his parents? Oh, okay, good. His mom and dad are hanging around so much, I think he's still sleeping in the garage. He's got a deal with Buick. I say deal with Buick as an advertising deal with Buick. It doesn't mean that he's got to go and drive a Buick, meaning he has to deal with Buick every morning when he walks out to his garage. He has an advertising deal with him. So he's definitely the man. There's no doubt about it. And he's changed the face of sports. And, well, he's changed the face of golf. The only problem is with golf is, you know, I'm looking at these guys. He got upset yesterday when somebody was flicking a camera. And I'm thinking there are 15-year-old girls on balance beams, gymnasts, who are trying to keep from breaking their back or breaking their neck or breaking a leg while they're doing these flips on these beams with 15,000 people screaming. How come nobody's shutting up for them? Some guy hits a golf ball, 6'5", big guy, and he's going to hit a little tiny white ball bouncing down the grass. And if someone flicks a camera in the middle of his backswing, he's like ready to rip someone's throat out. Why don't you learn to deal with it like a 15-year-old gymnast does? Just swing the freaking club. You don't understand, Mr. Henry. It'll mess up the whole mechanics of the thing. And you guys ought to practice in a wind tunnel or in front of about 15,000 people. You ought to practice in front of like a kid's party, like a birthday party for 8-year-olds, while they're popping balloons and crapping in their pants. You ought to be swinging your golf club then. Just have a ring of 8-year-olds around you throwing things. Why don't you practice your golf swing that way? He has to step away because of some person with a camera. Oh, my God, you'd think it was a freaking war crimes trial. Anyway, other than that, Tiger, you're cool. 1-800, my kid wants me to take him golfing now. 1-800-449, little does my kid know I don't golf, even though I have clubs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. The United States population, the United States is experiencing its biggest population increase in its history during the 1990s, as explosive growth in cities of the South and West helped counter declines in the plains and across the Rust Belt. New York, L.A. still have the two biggest cores of population. Growth in cities brought new challenge. Why do we have a population increase? Why do we have a population increase? You don't know. I don't see you typing anything up here. Immigration? So it's not birth. It's immigration. It's not birth control or anything. Over 281 million people called America home in the year 2000. And according to the Census Bureau, an increase of 13%, or nearly 33 million from 1990. Well, whatever. The reason for this is manyfold. It might be immigration. There might be a little bit of a birth boom going on there. Dave Oliva is on the line with us from the San Fernando Valley. And David, you're a law enforcement student right now. You're taking environmental science, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And there's been a strain on services. There's been a strain on housing and food. So the possible solutions to population increase are things that you guys look into?
That's exactly correct, Mr. Henry. When we look into environmental science, particularly as a law enforcement officer, if a police officer can understand some of these factors, he can be more effective in preventing crime as well as apprehending perpetrators. But one of the areas is this population boom of the 90s. As a prospective police officer, I know that this is serious, and I'm really kind of excited about presenting a paper that I have to present tomorrow because of the innovation I introduced, and it's very easy through education and encouragement to implement this.
Now, you guys are doing a paper on how to control population that is part of your grade, right?
This is a big part of my grade, right.
And you need to take this environmental science as part of a law enforcement course?
Actually, I'm taking it in conjunction with the law enforcement course that I'm taking right now. But I do present in this paper a possible solution that I think is less drastic, you know, than immigration or population control from the standpoint of birth.
What is it?
Really what it is going into the senior community, you know. And
going into the senior citizen community?
Yes, sir. And basically what we would propose is talking to the seniors about gradually lessening their grip, you know, on this world. I mean, I know it's tough, but the old people, there are more of them than ever before, and a lot of them, I found out through my sociology class, that most senior citizens do one of two things. They are either asleep or they are golfing or like playing spades or like cards, which is okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if we have a population overload, I would like to explore the possibility. And in my paper, I talk about this, of getting old people to just relax and let death, you know, knock on the door.
Okay. When you say letting death knock on the door, so you're saying what? You're saying that old people are holding on?
Yeah, I think a lot of senior citizens hold on a little bit tighter than they should.
Well, what about birth control? What about you said you didn't want to do this from the standpoint of immigration. What about birth control?
Well, so let's not have any kids. Let's just have old people listening to some junior high band in the mall. I mean, let them all take up the good seats at a restaurant. What's going on right now, Mr. Henry, is with the population overload, you know, most of the discounts that movie theaters are offering and also most of the discounts that restaurants offer are being gobbled up by senior citizens. And right now, one of the problems is that they're gobbling up all the good discounts like at the movies or Penguin's Frozen Yogurt or something or whatever. And that's bad.
Well, what about controlling it from immigration? You didn't want to do that.
Well, that again, Mr. Henry, is ineffectual unless you want to get the old people to go out and pick lettuce or drive taxis. Immigration right now is the reason why we have, you know, people driving taxis, doing gardening. You know, if you get rid of that, who are you going to have to do the gardening or picking lettuce? You know, are you going to get old people to do that? I don't think so.
So what you're asking here then in your population control paper is to get old people, encourage old people to die. Are you asking for suicide?
No. No, I'm not asking for suicide. I'm just saying, you know, give it up a little bit.
How do you get them to do this?
Well, you can. What I wrote is that you can give them a tax benefit. You can send them on a cruise. Then at the end, I mean, this is radical, but you can put a lot of senior citizens on a cruise. Then at the end, as the boat's coming into the harbor, you can sink it or, I mean.
That's ridiculous.
No, sir. I mean, not if everybody volunteers to do that, is what I'm saying.
You're talking about suicide then.
It's not really suicide. It's just letting go. It's loosening your grip.
And you've got old people going around the world on a cruise, then they come back into the harbor.
Yes, sir. And you can, from a torpedo boat or a plane, flying torpedo boat, just drop.
Torpedo the cruise ship?
I mean,
to me, that sounds like a violent.
Not if you put enough. If you put enough fish in the side of your average cruise ship, which generally stands probably 85, I don't know, like 200 feet, you can put enough fish into the side of it. You can sink it, and you can pretty much affect what you want to, you know. But most people of that generation understand helping the country. So if you tell them this is going to help the country.
By allowing us to torpedo you and your cruise ship.
Or whatever, sir.
They'll do it.
I believe so. But what I'm trying to say is the area where we can do the most good for population control is with senior citizens.
All right, Dave Olive is a law enforcement officer. He's taking environmental science, and he's presented a paper. And you go to L.A. Mission College?
L.A. Mission Junior College, yes, sir.
And you're presenting a paper on how to affect population control in the coming century, not with birth control, not with controlling immigration, but by encouraging our senior citizens to let go through either tax benefits or giving them the incentive of a cruise and then torpedoing the boat when it comes back into the harbor.
That is correct, yes, sir.
I think it's a very violent.
No, I understand that. But again, you're not forced to do it. It's something we give you the option. A lot of senior citizens today, many of them are World War II veterans, the men. I think that they would see that as a way. I mean, they're used to it. They saw torpedoes coming at their boats in World War II. They would be old now, and then they'd look out and see the torpedoes coming and go, well, you know, I dodged the bullet once, man. I guess it's not going to do it again, you know, or whatever, man.
So they'd be glad to die by being torpedoed. What about their wives? And what about?
I guess a lot of old people stick together, you know.
But what about the wives and what about the family? And hey, I'm going on a cruise, and at the end they're going to sink the ship, and I'm going to die.
I'm saying it's an option, but I think it's a viable option, given the fact that so many senior citizens today are World War II veterans. I think a low interest lease on a Cadillac during the last 6 months of their lives. I mean, just to get the people out there. I think it'll be a great thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking to Dave Oliva. Dave is a law enforcement student, and he's talking to us about controlling the population problem by way of encouraging the seniors to just let go of life. So you're not calling this suicide. You're not calling it murder. You're just saying they're loosening their grip.
I believe that if psychologically you can loosen your grip, yeah, then you check out. Then nobody feels bad about you committing suicide.
Well, I can tell you this much. If I was the guy flying that plane that dropped the torpedoes into the water that blew up a cruise ship, okay?
I don't think you feel bad.
Why wouldn't I feel bad?
Because those old people know what's going to happen. And again, this is the World War II generation. This is the Pearl Harbor generation. I think they would understand that they would be helping their young people. They would also be leaving this world in a manner in which they are used to. I mean, not that they ever got drowned from getting blown up, but they would want to get blown up if they had not. I don't know if they had not been.
They'd want to get blown up.
What?
Nothing, man.
Well, I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's fine. Hold on for a minute. They'd want to get blown up if they hadn't been. And that's why Dave wants to do this for the seniors. Okay, Dave Oliva with us. Population control. America is now experiencing one of its biggest population increases in years. Part of that is because we just got a lot of people coming in terms of immigration. He says you can't do anything about immigration. That means the farm workers are gone. And you certainly can't create birth control when you have so many senior citizens that ought to be encouraged to just loosen their grip on life. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And David, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you believe that the way to control population, and because America has a population boom, is by allowing the senior citizens to sort of loosen their grip.
Well, I mean, when I say loosen your grip on life, I'm saying let go a little bit, man. I mean, just give it up, you know, and the thing.
Yeah, but the things you suggest, putting them on a cruise ship and torpedoing it. And
well, but that is not like they're not going to be forced into doing it. There are a lot of American service people who are veterans. You have senior citizens in Japan. You know, I would think that a World War II, a veteran of a World War II kamikaze airplane, he could fly it into the cruise ship, reenact. I don't know.
Just because they're World War II veterans, they want to die in an exploding ship.
I'm saying it's possible they would, and that's what I'm saying that they might want to do.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. So let's lessen the population. Let's blow up our senior citizens on cruise ships with torpedoes. Here is Sandy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
That has to be the most asinine, most ridiculous, most vile thing I believe anybody
I'm talking
has ever
about,
said.
I'm talking about senior citizens who are World War II veterans.
I know what you're talking about, but you don't know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I take environmental science at L.A. Dixon College.
Environmental science has nothing to do with it.
And we have a population problem in America.
And
how do you propose to deal with it?
Do you know why? Because
no, because the senior citizens.
Birth control.
No, birth control's got nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does.
No,
have.
It doesn't.
You
no,
idiot.
I happen to have the statistics. Okay.
You
I go
happen to have the specifics.
Yeah. I
you
go
have
to college,
to be out of
lady.
Your mind.
I go to college. I don't know what your excuse is, but I go to college.
I
okay?
have no excuse, you little twerp.
Yeah,
I graduated from college.
Graduated, or you just kind of went to classes there?
No, I graduated with honors.
Okay, now there's a thing called
junior college.
I don't think it was with honors because you don't sound very educated.
Well,
but
I
tell you,
sorry that I don't sound quite as pompous as you are.
Well, I have my information at my fingertips. What do you need to know?
I need to know where in the world, what boat you got off of.
You must be a senior citizen yourself to be all
not
upset.
Not hardly, child.
Well,
not hardly.
Why don't you let go of life?
Why don't you do
all right, look,
with
look, what are we doing
life?
Here? What, Sandy, you're not saying, for a college graduate, you're not making any points either. What's your point?
My point is.
She's stupid, man. She's just stupid.
Just be quiet and let her make her point.
The point is, you can control it with self-control
stupid
and birth
bitch.
Control.
All right, look at ma'am. We already said to you that the population problem is really not with birth. So I don't know where you're getting that.
She's stupid, man.
Be quiet. So where are you getting that?
I'm getting that if you don't have the births, then you don't have the overpopulation.
The problem we have in America is the immigration problem.
Well, that is very true,
oh,
too.
There you go, Sandy. Hey, yeah, there you go,
Sandy.
That's Sandy's favorite topic, either abortion or immigration, right, Sandy? You
could
talk about both of that,
abortion?
Right?
Did I say the word abortion?
You could talk about either one of those things, can't you, Sandy? Because you probably had an abortion, and you probably came here as an immigrant.
No.
But,
okay,
no.
Look at Sandy. Goodbye. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Elmora. I can't read. Hello, Elmora.
Elmora.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. I'm from California.
Is that lady still there?
No, Elmora still is on the line.
Okay,
yes.
That dumb woman's not there.
Go ahead, Elmora.
Tell him he's the one that's dumb.
I'm
be
dumb.
Be calling that lady dumb.
Well, that lady's about as stupid as they got, screaming
no,
and yelling at everything.
No, you're the one to fool. I can't believe you're saying this. If God wanted senior citizens not to be around, they would be dead.
What do you mean God?
God.
I'm talking about, okay, good for you. I'm talking about science. I'm not talking about God.
God is
okay.
The cause of people that
yeah,
die.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Whatever you say.
He brings them into this world and he takes them out.
But the point is, senior citizens could give up on life a little bit by putting them on a
put
people on a boat.
All right, okay, thanks a lot. So we got religion there. Hey, Mike, no religious nuts, okay? Here is Marie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
No religious nuts, man.
Yeah,
you said
know,
it.
Yeah, great.
What school do you go to? What college do you go to? Because I'm going to tell you, man, if you submit that paper, you're going to flunk.
I'm not going to flunk. It's one of the most brilliant ideas. Think about it.
It's not brilliant.
We have a population
you know
problem,
what?
Okay?
You need to cool out. What are you
I need to
you?
Chill out, man. Check it out. We have a population problem, okay?
You sound kind of stressed out.
I'm not stressed out, man. I am saying
there's
that you can take the senior citizens.
You can grow your own vegetables.
And put them on a boat and torpedo it, and that way they die in the way that they want
to
because of World War II.
To feed the sharks?
You know anything about World War II?
Sure, that's war.
Okay, that's right. And a lot of those old people was in.
Well, we eventually have war, man.
A lot of those old people was in World War II, okay?
If you submit that paper, you're going to flunk.
Well, Marie, at least I'm in school. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. I ain't ironing shirts for a living. There's a lot of nuts in school, you know?
What school did you flunk out of?
Okay, I can see that this is like going no place. Amy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I have a question for him.
Okay, no questions. Comment.
All right. Well, comments. If he's in school,
you tell him that.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay. He's in school. He's a college student. Blah blah blah.
That's right.
He doesn't really have any credentials or anything to say.
It's a paper that I'm presenting to my teacher. Jesus, did you ever go to school?
Well, actually, yes, I'm in school right now. I'm about ready to graduate next year.
Okay, so it's a paper I'm doing.
Yes, it's a paper you're doing, but I think it's ridiculous because, honestly, haven't you ever heard of how history is bound to repeat itself if we don't learn from it? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, whatever. What are you trying to say?
Well, if we kill all our old people, how in the world are we going to learn about the past?
They already wrote the books, okay?
There's so much more you can learn from our older people.
What you do is wait for them to write all the history books, then you can put them and torpedo them.
That's great. Are you all done with your book? Yes, I am. Okay, get on the boat. We're going to torpedo you.
I'm not forcing them on the boat. I'm saying it is a voluntary project. I'm saying this is all voluntary. I'm not saying to kill them if they don't want to. Every person who's going to be on that boat is volunteering to be on that boat. That's what you don't get.
Here, wait a second.
That's what everybody who's been talking don't get, okay? That everybody's going to be volunteer.
Well, let me be the first to raise my hand. Yeah, I'll get on a cruise ship. And
this is after you take an international cruise with ports of call in international territories, okay? You learn how to play bingo. By the way, that's about the only thing that I ever learned from an old person is how to play bingo and how to play pinochle. And, like, that's it. And
she's making a point about people who are writing our history books, okay?
Well, I don't know. You know, all I'm saying is, after you take a...
Well, you don't know. You read history, don't you?
Yeah, I read history, man, but a lot of those books is written by people who are not, like, old. And most of the history books has been written, okay? So I'm just saying that after they take their whirlwind cruise, they go around the world, then they come back. Just as they're coming into the port, then you torpedo the boat.
And they know it's coming.
Yeah, you make an announcement. Today's the day. They can get up on the deck and wave. You can take pictures. I don't know, man. I'm trying to come up with solutions that people, everybody criticizes people with solutions.
Okay, Sally, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, he sounds like maybe he's 20 or 21, but he's going to get old one day. Would he like that to happen to him?
By the time I get old, we won't have a population problem no more. Only now do we need to torpedo old people.
Well, don't worry about the old people.
Are you old?
Right now. You know, you're the problem.
Are you old?
You're the problem.
So you're afraid of getting torpedoed?
No, you're going to be afraid of getting torpedoed.
You're going to be on a boat, man. They're going to lay a couple of fish into the side.
Well, you might just be there with a couple of fish in the side.
No, you'll go before me.
Great. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show.